streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide. The Streets Don't Love You Back are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The Streets Don't Love You Back feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, they didn't want nothing to do with you. And I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The paranoia, the shadow people, you start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs, or I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off, just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
This guy that we knew, we gave him some meth and he went to shoot it up and he died. We left his house, and a few weeks later, we found out that that killed him. Like, he was up in his room, and his dad went up there, and he was dead. My name is Bob. I'm 16 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 9. And I regret when I was on meth, giving it to little kids, like 12-year-olds and stuff, selling it to them. I regret, like, helping cook it. My little brother sees it, like, when I'm doing it. He sees it sometimes, and I think he doesn't know what it is, but I think he thinks it's like a cool thing to do and gotta be grown up to do it. I'd tell him how bad it is and tell him that it really ain't that cool, and just try to explain to him that it's not fun. It'll ruin his life.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
You pick yourself to death. There's paranoia that comes in. I don't even know how to explain it. You just sit in the bathroom and the mirror with tweezers, just digging at something that's not even there, and you just keep digging and digging and digging, and you just eat your face up. It's horrible. My name is Chauncey. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 14. Because of meth and because of the people that I hung out with and the world that revolves around it. I have herpes, I've had gonorrhea, I've had chlamydia, HPV, hepatitis C. There's more than just an addiction when it comes to diseases with using meth. The people, it's a dirty world.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project. I went to a party one night. We were all snorting lines, and this guy came up behind me, and he, said, "Hey, let's go back here. I know what we can do." And he grabbed me, and I was already high, and I got raped. My name is Jen. I'm 15 years old. I started doing meth when I was 11 years old. Kept saying no, and he wouldn't stop. And I just kind of cried afterwards, and he gave me an 8-ball, and I just said, okay. That was worth it, and then that's when I started selling my body for meth. I know a lot of my friends said, "You're gonna get addicted really bad and real quick," and I just kept saying, "No, I'm not addicted," and it kind of just turned out that I wanted it every day, and I did really stupid things. I sold myself, and I stole from people, and I cheated people. I don't know anyone who's quit using meth after they've tried it a couple times or just once.
Brought to you by the Meth Project.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And I don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant, and she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still. My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it'd have that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it. They're not doing it. But it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know. I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The first time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least 3 people that I know on meth, and where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships, I've stolen from people, my family, I physically abused them, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential, because I chose to pick a little white rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project. I knew I had hit rock bottom when I started shooting up. That was my lowest point because I just was totally out of it. I wasn't even there no more. I was just gone. My name is Tanya. I am 15 years old. I'm from Douglas, Arizona. I started using meth when I was 12. Basically, my life was totally destroyed. I had ran away from home, and so I didn't have nowhere to go. I wore the same clothes every day. I only showered maybe twice a week. I didn't have nothing left. Nothing at all. I didn't even have no shoes on my feet. I thought I knew everything. I was I'm not gonna get addicted to this drug. It's not gonna hurt me at all. I can control myself. But in the long run, it,
you know, I couldn't control it. It's like meth controlled me.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Metaphysically broke from the prayers that I send to the ozone, talking to the angels while I meditate in a good zone, and be the best that I can be and accept my faults and move on.
God, yo, love Mac, you. Mac, who can be against you? you. If God loves you, you can be against you. He loves all. He loves all his people. He loves all. He loves all his people.
Boy Records presents the old school greatest hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the Boy Vault, baby. You played yourself. Featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets are available.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Go copy that.
You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. It's your boy Kenny Pete, fresh out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm rocking with Boyd and Lucinda at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing. Yeah, what's really good? It's your boy Kenny P. Hot new mixtape out right now, man. Highly anticipated. The mixtape hosted by DJ HD. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
Yeah. Born Da Vinci, Shahid the Great, the Crates. What up, Vance Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame with my pen verse. Cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Soar from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brain's in change, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it, waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with, just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the trade. Yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity show success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak-hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder, land, rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle finger to the world, cause I made it regardless. On the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wave at the top and make the stars. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that
same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Help free G.I. California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join in support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everyone just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs. I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. We finally got our guest in tonight. We're going to bring Miss Laurie on, and we would just like to thank her and her organization for the great donation they did. Hello, Miss Laurie, you're on the air.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
We're blessed. We're glad you was able to get through for a few minutes.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So we just wanted you to formally introduce yourself and let the people know what put it on your heart to donate to the Texas relief thing with the streets on of your back.
Just basically what I said in the video that, you know, we have a lot. We feel oral health is important, and we know that people that were affected by Hurricane Harvey, as well as homeless people in the valley, don't always have access to oral health care supplies. And so whenever we have extra, we hate to see them go to waste, and we would love for people to be using them.
Well, we thank you so much, Ms. Laurie. I know you're a busy lady, and we just wanted to bring you on air and just thank you and your organization once again. And we also reach out to you today as well about our homeless program monthly, you know, and you spoke on that. Let the people know about that as well, Ms. Laurie.
Yeah, I absolutely will. We have students that are always looking for community projects, and your next one's coming up on October 1st. And I'm going to try to get some students involved for you.
Hey, we really appreciate it, Ms. Laurie. Any last words before you go?
No, just keep on keeping on, and we really appreciate what you do, Rob, and I love your organization.
Hey, thank you so much, Ms. Laurie, for taking the time out, and God bless you and your family and the organization that you work for.
All right, thank you, and God bless you, too.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our guest that came on that made a good donation to me and my wife's organization for the Texas Relief Fund, and we just always want to recognize heroes in the community that do hero things of giving back and helping other people. So much love to Miss Laurie as well. And we're going to go to another song, and we're going to close out for the night. But if you have not got involved with me and my wife's organization, please log on to our website, www.thestreetsonofyourback.com. Check out all the programs we have, all the things that we do to give back and educate our youth and at-risk adults against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. So with that being said, we're going to run to this other song, and then we're going to close it out. Much love, peace, harmony, and take care.
With the most high, ask him where's my girl. So when you made for me to have eternally in my life, think I found my girl.
You're my angel, baby. You're just like a falling star.
Dancing on clouds.
don't bother. You know exactly what to do. Got an understanding that my past is my past, and you're trying to make it last with me. Go to the future, baby. You stay down, there's no babies. That's exactly what it's gonna be.
To make a dime, indeed I swore all the time, but she never pondered the wine.
Yes,
just sitting back, patiently waiting on daddy to fly. On a G5 jets, first class flights to cloud nine.
Yeah.
With her Prada shoes and a Louis bag, Boussier looking fine. Listening like an angel, so bright she could blind. Any guy with 20/20, she must have fell out. God, God.